Talks on a deal to stop a huge increase in the number of Ohio public school buildings where students would qualify for private school vouchers are dragging on. The deal now goes to a conference committee with just days to go before the voucher application process opens. The House rejected a Senate deal that reduces EdChoice voucher eligible buildings from 1,227 down to 420, but increases income-based vouchers to 300% of the federal poverty level, $78,000 a year for a family of four. House Speaker Larry Householder is a voucher supporter, but was clear about keeping those at 200%. However,
you know, there's always a compromise. We're very pragmatic. Again, what we're looking for is what puts the school children in the state of Ohio, whether they are attending a public school or not, what puts them in the best position to get a good education in the state.
There were around 29,500 students using EdChoice vouchers this year. Householder says he's confident a deal will be done well before the EdChoice application window opens on Saturday. But lawmakers also want a new method to determine if a school is failing and therefore EdChoice eligible. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.